Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, just last Monday, we celebrated Memorial Day, honoring our fighting men and women that have given their lives to protect our country and keep us safe. The deadly school shooting in Texas was hanging over us. I don't have the words to express the level of sadness as they bury those children and two teachers. They're all in our prayers today. I will try to move on now from here to some other subjects. I'd like to see our politicians come together and find bipartisan solutions to some of our serious problems. To begin, instead of just having a political fight over gun control, the majority of our voters support taking some steps to keep us safer. So sit down and hammer it out. Another issue of conflict, abortion. The polls tell us that our citizens support the right for the mother to decide. However, we need rules and limits. We should not be allowed to abort a baby late in pregnancy. The life of a baby is precious, so we need common sense restrictions. When Bill Clinton was president, his party position was abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. And that sounds reasonable to me. Last issue, inflation. President Biden has a plan. One, support Federal Reserve Chairman Powell. With inflation running at its highest level in 40 years, we have no choice but to raise interest rates. And that may slow down job growth, but it will also slow down inflation. And then number two, the second point is to boost the productivity capacity of the economy over time. Well, I can't argue with that, but it won't be easy. One thing that we need to do is produce more energy. I'm talking about oil and gas. On this issue, President Biden has not been much help. And number three, let's reduce the federal budget deficits. In the last 3 years, our federal government has cranked up spending with $6 trillion to carry our economy through the coronavirus pandemic. Well, we're not going to balance our budget if we don't cut spending. I'm not convinced the Congress and President Biden are really serious about shutting off this money machine. Every day, there is a new idea on how to spend money. Money that we don't have. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.